It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
The 4th of July has come and gone. The election theater of mass distraction, however, is ongoing and will continue to be used to polarize and divide populations, blinding them to the converging catastrophes that are closing in on us all. Question: will blind flag waving and blind faith in the actions of a verifiably criminal government save us from what is unfolding? Consider this quote from a former member of the U.S. State Department, William Blum. He said this: no matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. In regard to war and the glorification of it, consider this quote: of course, war and the large military establishments are the greatest sources of violence in the world. Whether their purpose is defensive or offensive, these powerful organizations exist solely to kill human beings. We should think carefully about the reality of war. Most of us have been conditioned to regard military combat as exciting and glamorous, an opportunity for men to prove their competence and courage. Since armies are legal, we feel that war is acceptable. In general, nobody feels that war is criminal or that accepting it is a criminal attitude. But in fact, we have been brainwashed. War is neither glamorous nor attractive. It is monstrous. Its very nature is one of tragedy and suffering. That from Tenzin Gyatso. What is the 4th of July really about? What is the frontline state of the biosphere on which all of our lives depend? And this question: in what ways are these two subjects completely connected? Stay tuned for the latest and most dire-breaking headline reports. How much time does the human race have left if the current course is not completely corrected? Again, stay tuned. And to those that are already fully engaged in this epic battle for the greater good, this epic battle to sound the alarm, my deepest gratitude to you. Let's continue with our collective efforts to wake the masses and turn the tide. Again, dire-breaking headlines in a moment. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 204, July 6, 2019. News that most don't want to hear, but that we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, Sunday mornings, same time slot. It is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network at Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Also, there are ample geoengineeringwatch.org materials at Orchard Nutrition in Reading, including commercial copies of 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth DVD. That's a shocking expose of what really happened on 9/11 and what we haven't been told about, from 3,000 of the world's top credentialed experts and scientists, and anyone waving their flags that doesn't have the courage to get and view that DVD is not being patriotic. They are being willfully blind. Free copies left there, paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org at Orchard Nutrition. Show the courage to face the truth head on. Another way to help sound the alarm is to attend the Jim Fair events. Jim Fair has been and is an extremely dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth at the Jim Fair events. Get free geoengineeringwatch.org awareness raising materials and help us in this critical effort to wake the masses. You can also visit the Jim Fair homepage, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, to find out where upcoming events will be staged. This week started yesterday into tomorrow, Eugene, Oregon at the Lane County Event Center. Next week, Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 14th, the Oregon Convention Center. The week after, San Rafael, California, July 19th through July 21st at the Marin Center Exhibit Hall. Please, if you're near those areas, show up, show your support, get free materials, and help us to sound the alarm. On to headlines. The update on the booming economy on a dying planet. How is the economy really doing? Not so well. Headline number one, forget the G20. Global manufacturing recession is here. Next headline, global manufacturing PMI crashes to seven-year lows as new orders slump. Another headline, these are just examples. Again, the paradigm we have known cannot be sustained on a dying planet, period. Next headline, grim earnings forecasts are getting worse by the week. That's in U.S. More than 80% of companies have cut their earnings outlook. Another headline, new orders for U.S.-made goods fell for a second straight month in May. Another headline, U.S. versus China, from tariff war to economic war, China appears to be the winner. Another headline, also on China, tornado tears through Chinese city, killing 6 and affecting 9,000. Very rare in that part of the world. Who knows what dots connect there. South Dakota tornado virtually stood in place for 30 minutes. Another interesting anomaly. Just a footnote. German scientists sound the alarm over mass extinction of insects. It's about time, from academia. Again, I've covered this story. Academia has been covering it for the last year. Geoengineeringwatch.org covered it for the last 10 years. 10 years. Why did it take academia so long to admit to the truth? About Southern California earthquakes. Consider this headline report that was posted in the Times of San Diego a week before the Southern California quake hit. Here's the headline. Quote, county testing earthquake warning by sending text alert. From that report, the Governor's Office of Emergency Services and the U.S. Geological Survey will test a wireless emergency alert system on mobile phones throughout San Diego County. Again, a week before these quakes hit. Question, just a coincidence? Perhaps. Certainly the thermal expansion of Earth's surface is a factor to consider as the planetary heating continues to accelerate. But there are other factors that must be investigated. Search this exact title heading. Quote, listen carefully, are microwave transmission weapons of mass destruction being used to trigger catastrophic earthquakes? You can't find that on Google. Search Bing or DuckDuckGo. Google is censoring all such work. Again, are microwave transmission weapons of mass destruction being used to trigger catastrophic earthquakes? And for those that don't understand what happens when you beam massively powerful microwave transmissions into Earth's strata, what happens when you put something in a microwave oven long enough and microwave it, if it has especially water in it, it blows up. Start to connect the dots on that. Again, search this article, learn more. If you think such a scenario, again, is not scientifically possible, think again. Do objective research. As biosphere and societal collapse accelerates, power structure desperation will continue to accelerate with it. On that note, this headline, Britain seizes Iranian oil tanker, an act of unimaginable aggression by the UK, the primary US ally that, like the US military-industrial complex, is bent on triggering final global conflict. It is their last card to play on a dying planet. That's what military-industrial machines do, and the insane who run those machines. But they couldn't do what they do without the willful cooperation of the majority of societies and certainly all those military members that are blindly following orders. And by the way, again, that is not patriotism. That's tyranny. To blindly follow immoral orders is tyranny. Venezuela, because of its immense petroleum resources, will also continue to be a target for the increasingly desperate U.S. empire. But remember and consider again, biosphere collapse is the bottom line. What's the direction of the military-industrial complex? Expanding in secrecy, like a malignant cancer. Consider this recent report headline, quote, Kansas aircraft parts supplier is flying high on secret military projects. The report states a longtime maker of airline parts, Spirit AeroSystems is finding new work in the defense sector. Spirit's classified business is growing as major defense firms, including Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and United Technologies, are touting increases in secret U.S. government deals. Wonder how much of that might have something to do with the largest and most destructive human activity ever undertaken, the climate engineering insanity. What might all these companies have to do with that? From the Washington Examiner, this report on U.S. military activity, which I will put into context in a moment. Here's the headline, quote, "The Pentagon is quietly moving forward on biofuel deals." Question, where are the biofuels to feed the military-industrial complex actually coming from? And what's the true cost to the planet for these biofuels? Consider this headline from multiple sources, quote, "European Union destroys 700,000 hectares, that's over 1.5 million acres, of rainforest for biofuels." Doesn't sound very environmentally friendly, does it? In regard to the environmental destruction being wrought by the U.S. military machine, consider this recent headline report from TheConversation.com. Quote, "The U.S. military is a bigger polluter than as many as 140 countries. The study is based on data retrieved from multiple Freedom of Information Act requests to the U.S. Defense Logistics Agency. It doesn't mean they're polluting more than 140 countries combined. It means that the U.S. military is a bigger polluter than 140 countries taken as individual pollution sources. But that's a lot, isn't it? Again, as I've stated on previous broadcasts, U.S. military is the biggest single source polluter on planet Earth, period. Also, U.S. military biggest single source consumer of petroleum on the planet. Making America great again. This headline from multiple sources, the rich get richer, everyone else, not so much, in record U.S. expansion. From the report, welcome to the longest U.S. economic expansion in history, one perhaps best characterized by the excess of extreme wealth and an ever-widening chasm between the unfathomably rich and everyone else. And by the way, this whole, quote, expansion is nothing more than a snake eating its own tail from an empire that has had a monopoly on the global reserve currency for the biggest part of a century, and that is coming to an end, along with biosphere collapse fueling societal collapse. Report continues, indeed, as the expansion entered its record-setting 121st month on Monday of last week, signs of a new gilded age are all over. It's coming. It's no question of if. It's already happening. It's already unfolding. Can't be hidden much longer. And the moment the power structure knows it can no longer hide the severity and immediacy of what's unfolding around us, you can bet they will play very big cards. False flags, we can only imagine. But it's coming. From the website, quote, clearancejobs.com, this report, why you could lose your security clearance for sympathizing with Edward Snowden or Julian Assange. From the report, quote, security clearance guidelines include provisions for disqualification of security clearance for sympathy toward persons who commit, quote, acts against the United States. What acts against the United States empire did Snowden and Assange actually commit? Let's ask ourselves that question. They exposed the crimes and criminality of the empire, something the American public has a right to know, something the American public should demand to be told. Yet apathy and herd mentality conformity remain the themes of the day, along with blind flag waving on holidays that are designed to glorify war and to completely ignore the true patriots that have risked everything to expose the truth to the American public that, I'm sorry to say, for the most part, is not being well received, and these patriots being swept under the rug and forgotten. Snowden, Assange, Manning, those are patriots. Back to biosphere collapse, because that is the bottom line. From the Miami Herald, this headline that truly reveals the propensity of the human race to trade any chance of a future for a new Walmart shopping center. Here's the headline, quote, activists lose last battle to protect rare Miami forest from Walmart development. From that report, activists fighting to preserve a slice of one of the world's rarest forests lost what was likely the last legal battle to stop the imperiled ecosystem from turning into a Walmart-anchored development. One of the last remnants in Miami-Dade of Pine Rockland, a forest that is home to more than 20 protected species of animals and plants, found no place else, will now be bulldozed for a Walmart. Poisoning of the planet and its populations continues to accelerate. Vaccines that contain indisputable neurotoxins, fluoride poisoning, glyphosate, the 1080 poisoning being used in New Zealand, scatter all over the countryside, poisoning watersheds just on the premise of killing unwanted rats. Bromethalin, For those that don't know what bromethylene is, look that one up. That's what all rat poisons are now, sitting on the shelves of stores everywhere in the country. It is an unbelievably horrible neurotoxin that causes brain swelling, immense pain, and death. Sitting on stores, no remedy for this poison. There is no antidote. It is almost impossible to test for. And it is sitting on stores everywhere in our country, right next to the glyphosate, the Roundup, a proven carcinogen that's causing cancer everywhere, and they are still readily available, pushed, sold, purchased by a population that doesn't seem to want to know the truth. Insidious poisons contaminating our planet, in many cases, our pets, sometimes children. Why would we use products like this? Poisoning our food, poisoning everything in the ecosystem. With 150,000 other toxic chemicals so far, and 2,000 more every year. Then there's Chernobyl, Fukushima, fracking, deep state drilling catastrophes, massive nuclear arsenals that are being further expanded even now while the planet is dying by the day. And of course, there's the climate engineering assault, the greatest and most immediate danger we collectively face, sort of nuclear cataclysm. And all of it's connected, by the way, all of it. Climate engineering destroying Earth's protective layers of the atmosphere, now opening us up to the risk from massive CMEs, coronal mass ejections, solar flares, which shuts down grid power, which then makes it likely that we will have many Fukushimas, many Chernobyls all over the globe. And it's a matter of time before these plants melt down. How many nuclear plants are at sea level? And sea level is rising at blinding speed. It's a matter of time. All of these nuclear plants are ticking time bombs. And if you don't know or understand just how lethal nuclear power is, please, I implore you, view the 5-part HBO series titled Chernobyl, and you will be shocked at what you did not know. And the lying of governments, not just the Soviet government, not just the Japanese government, but our government, is beyond comprehension. The lying, the covering up, and the continued building of these nuclear power plant ticking time bombs that by themselves at this moment nearly ensure that none of us will be around much longer. And that's on top of everything else that's converging on us. Yes, the human race seems hell-bent on exterminating itself in the geologic blink of an eye. And what are most still clamoring about? Jobs, increased economic expansion, and gross domestic product. Again, on a dying planet. The immense dangers of nuclear power continue to come to light. From numerous sources, this new report, quote, nuclear power once seen as impervious to climate change threatened by heat waves. So it's not just sea level rise that's going to inundate and cause meltdowns in nuclear power plants. It's the actual heat itself. The nuclear power is often portrayed as resistant to unpredictable weather associated with climate change. Heat waves, however, are punching holes in that narrative. Why? Answer, because the surrounding water bodies, which nuclear plants are always located by, that are used to cool down those reactors, are now warming so rapidly that these reactors are having difficulty cooling themselves. We can see where that road is headed. And again, if you don't understand the nightmare of nuclear power, just because you can't see it or touch it, the risk of ionizing radiation contamination of the entire planet from these plants is unimaginably horrific and imminent. Again, view the HBO series Chernobyl to learn more. If you're thinking about slowing down the planetary destruction by purchasing some solar power for your home, the price just went up a lot. Consider this new headline report from multiple sources. President Trump slaps tariffs on solar panels in major blow to renewable energy. From the report, the tariffs are just the latest action from the Trump administration to undermine the economics of renewable energy. Not hard to connect all these dots and to see which industries are pulling the strings and who represents those industries. And again, the occupants of the White House, not just this one, but all the previous ones going back a very long way, all part of the power structure theater, all of them. From Reuters.com and other sources, this new headline which reveals that a future once depicted only in science fiction films like Mad Max is fast becoming reality. Here's the headline, quote, villagers accuse city of seizing water as drought parches India's Detroit. In Chennai, in a small village 20 miles from India's manufacturing capital of Chennai, About 150 people last month, quote, captured a water tanker, breaking its windshield and deflating its tires before handing it over to a nearby police station. People living on the outskirts of this southern Indian metropolis are blocking roads and laying siege to water tankers because they fear their water reserves are being sacrificed so city dwellers, businesses, and luxury hotels don't run out. Mad Max future unfolding now in a very large Indian city, and it is getting worse rapidly. It's not just there. Let me continue. From many sources, this alarming headline of societal chaos and looming mass die-off. No drips, no drops. A city of 10 million is running out of water. In India's sixth largest city, lines for water snake around city blocks, restaurants are turning away customers, and a man was killed in a brawl over water. Again, in Chennai, with a population of almost 10 million, they are nearly out of water. In much of India, municipal water drawn from reservoirs or groundwater typically runs now for only a couple hours each day. That's the norm year-round. The affluent fill tanks on the roofs, the poor fill jerry cans and buckets. How long does anyone think this can continue? With climate engineering controlling the hydrological cycle the entire time, climate engineering, the unacknowledged elephant in the sky, when will academia show the courage to tell the truth? Also from Reuters, also from India, the complete antithesis to the reports I just covered. Here is a headline, opposite scenario. Heavy rains in India kill 30 and cripple financial capital. Again, climate engineers completely disrupting the global hydrological cycle, not being acknowledged by so-called academia. And to those in the climate science community, I ask this, when will you find your courage? When will you communicate with your peers? When will you band together and stand up as one and tell the whole truth while it can still make a difference? After the planet is completely dead, a lifeless ball of rock spinning in space, is that when you'll find the courage to stand up? Please don't wait that long. Look yourself in the mirror, look your children in the eyes, and do the right thing. Again, while it can still make a difference. And in Siberia, where unprecedented forest fires, further fueled by climate engineering, have been the norm, now this headline report, deadly flood apocalypse in eastern Siberia, things we don't see on our media in the U.S. Keep in mind the climate engineering operations, again, are the single greatest factor that is disrupting the global hydrological cycle, the rain cycle. From thestraitstimes.com, more frontline reports of biblical flooding. Quote, entire cities in Japan ordered to evacuate as record rainfall lashes southwestern region. About 1.12 million people in southwestern Japan were ordered to flee to safety last week, Wednesday, July 3rd, as heavy rain continued to lash the region, bringing floods to widespread areas and threatening deadly landslides. The evacuation orders were issued last Wednesday and remained in effect for vast areas of Japan. Many areas have seen more rain in a single day than a typical month of July. How's the ongoing flooding in the U.S.? From endoftheamericandream.com, this report, crops devastated as more ferocious storms pound the Midwest. Quote, it's hard to get your head around just how bad it is, end quote. From that report, it has gotten to the point where maybe we should just expect violent storms to hammer the Midwest every single day of the week. Highly destructive storms ripped through the Midwest on Tuesday, happened again on Wednesday, and the forecast called for more powerful storms on Thursday. This growing season has been a complete and utter nightmare for U.S. farmers. And each day, it just keeps getting worse. Millions of acres will not be planted at all this year, but an even bigger problem is the fact that the crops are dramatically failing on tens of millions of acres that were actually planted in time. Every major storm does even more damage, and that is why what we have witnessed so far for this week has been so alarming. This is the result of climate engineering. This is not to ignore or deny all the other sources of anthropogenic damage to the planet. Again, no rational person can deny the human race has been horrible stewards of our planet. But climate engineering, the geoengineering assault on the planet and its life support systems, is the greatest and most immediate threat short of nuclear cataclysm. From many sources, this headline, flood damage, at least $2 billion for Mississippi River towns. Mississippi has been above flood stage at some southern towns for more than 200 days. Again, the climate engineers, diverting, directing, steering massive flows of moisture over parts of the U.S. that they are chemically nucleating, i.e. the massive hailstones that fall in almost every single storm now, doing horrific damage, chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, and they are using this flow of moisture to chemically cool down certain regions of the U.S. to continue the confusion and division of the U.S. population as to the true state of the climate until the last possible moment. More on that later in this broadcast. But to reiterate, climate engineering, such a core part of this entire equation that is not being acknowledged, and there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost discussing climate engineering. Now, in spite of the unprecedented flooding in the U.S. and many other locations around the globe, overall, an opposite trend is present, one that should not be increasing on such a broad basis in a rapidly warming world. Consider this new report from geospatialworld.net. Quote, satellite data shows shrinking reservoirs that may spark major water crisis globally. Remember what's happening in India. It's going to happen all over the globe, and climate engineering, single greatest factor disrupting the hydrological cycle. There must be more rain overall in a warming world. The laws of physics say so. 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming is held in the atmosphere. 7% more. Must rain more on a warming world, unless there's a factor that's not being acknowledged. And this doesn't mean there's not deluge, as I'm covering, but it means that there is also greatly increased protracted drought, and that is a direct result of the drought-causing effects of climate engineering. If you don't understand those effects, just search geoengineering causes drought. Learn more. Or go to the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org and search the engineering drought section. The so-called climate science community, as I mentioned earlier, is still playing their part of blatant liars for the power structure by continuing to pretend that all the climate chaos is a result solely of global warming. Again, I ask this, where is there any sense of honor and responsibility within the halls of academia? Another headline. This is a translation from a Spanish media source. Hailstorm turns Guadalajara into Antarctic. Massive hailstorm in Guadalajara. Had to see the pictures to believe it. From the UK Guardian on the same subject, an example of many headlines that fell far short of the true significance of the event in Mexico being covered. Here's the headline. Freak hailstorm buries cars in Mexico's Guadalajara. From that report, at least six neighborhoods woke to find their streets covered in ice pellets up to 2 meters deep. That's over 6 feet deep. This is not nature. This is climate engineering and patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. We've tested this frozen precipitation from scientists with top universities that we work with. We'll publish more data when we release the documentary film we're working on, but this is not nature. And the climate science community knows this, and they're lying about it. They're simply lying. What did the Mexican state governor, Enrique Alfaro, have to say about the event? He said this, quote, I've never seen such scenes in Guadalajara. And he hasn't, because it hasn't happened. Over 6 feet of hail? Think about that. And for those who don't know, Guadalajara is located north of Mexico City with a population of around 5 million and has been experiencing summer temperatures pushing 90 degrees. And then they have 6 feet of hail. This is not nature. It's climate engineering. Connect the dots. Now, in regard to the unprecedented hailstorm in southern Mexico, consider this new headline of deception, denial, and in the end, outright idiocy. From newscientist.com. Again, more examples of academia's continued betrayal of the human race and the entire web of life. Here's the headline, quote, again, this is from newscientist.com. Was Mexico's freak summer hailstorm due to global warming? Question mark. No, is the answer. Simply asking people to research, and I can only hope that once the public is awakened to the fact that they have been subjected to a grand and lethal experiment starting 70 plus years ago, an experiment from which there is no return, and that academia has, with almost no exceptions, supported the systematic hiding of these experiments. When the public is awakened, I can only hope that they hold academia legally and morally responsible for their part in this criminal activity, for their part in the cover-up of this criminal activity. Climate engineering is nothing short of weather and biological warfare. From multiple sources, this new headline, which highlights the continued weather decimation of U.S. farmers and their crops. Here's the headline. U.S. farming crisis worsens. Hailstorm destroys thousands of acres of corn and soybeans in Minnesota. Massive hail, now the norm. Chemical ice nucleation is core in that equation. A hailstorm that ripped through the southwest Minnesota farmlands last week left thousands of acres of corn and soybeans damaged or destroyed, in many cases too late in the season for farmers to replant their crops. One farmer told this news source that golf ball-sized hail fell for 20 minutes. Golf ball-sized. Remember the hail in Redding? These clouds are being seeded with chemical ice nucleating elements, period. Our lab tests prove this. The climate engineers can and are creating toxic short-term cooldowns with chemical ice nucleating elements. But at what cost do these cooldowns come? Question, what is the actual overall state of global temperatures? Let's look at France. Many have seen these headlines. Up to 114 degrees in France. Record-breaking heat in Europe forces tourists to adapt. We went over this in last week's broadcast as well, but France saw its hottest day ever, reaching 114 degrees. Temperatures are also broken in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Moving on, current headlines from National Public Radio. Heat wave cooks mussels in their shells on California shore. From that report, temperatures led to what appeared to be the largest local die-off, they say, in 15 years, and I would challenge that. They always throw in that this happened before when it hasn't, so people can think, oh, it must not be new, it must not be that bad. That's a lie. The event raised fears for a broader ecosystem collapse. Listen to this now and compare it with a headline from NPR. In all her years working at the Bodega Bay, the Marine Reserve Research Coordinator Jackie Soans had never seen anything like it. As I just stated, scores of dead mussels on the rocks, their shells gaping and scorched, their meats thoroughly cooked. The report continues, these events are definitely becoming more frequent and more severe. Mussels are one of the canaries in the coal mine for climate change. Only this canary provides food and habitat for hundreds of other species, and it's not just climate change. The bigger factor with the mussels frying is the destroyed ozone layer and the intense heat from the intense UV radiation, very penetrating, damaging heat. Geoengineering is the single greatest causal factor destroying the ozone layer. Not the only factor, just the single greatest factor, not being acknowledged by academia. From USA Today and other sources, a headline from the far north that so many have no idea is going on. Here's the report. Quote, record-smashing heat wave bakes Alaska, worsening wildfires. Juneau broke a 110-year-old high temperature record. Persons with respiratory problems may have difficulty breathing when outside. When the fires are occurring, climate engineering is typically ramped up even further. The fires give cover for that. So it's not just smoke people are breathing in. It's toxic climate engineering elements. The northern Bering and southern Chukchi Seas are baking, quote. The report continues, record-smashing heat has scorched Alaska over the past few days, and even worse heat is in store. On Saturday, this is last Saturday, downtown Juneau, Alaska's capital city, hit 83 degrees, breaking a record that had stood for 110 years. The heat has also exacerbated wildfires near Anchorage. That's brought extremely smoky skies to the city. Again, climate engineering typically going on over that. Saw the same thing, filmed the same thing over the Paradise Fire. We'll release that film as well with our documentary. The last 5 years have produced the warmest sea surface temperatures on record in the region, contributing to the record low sea ice levels. Another headline on the same theme. Alaska heat wave sees record level temperatures on Independence Day. How hot do those temperatures get? Consider this headline on the same subject. From yesterday, Anchorage hits an official of 90 degrees for the first time on record. The temperature at Ted Stevens International Airport reached 90 degrees at 5 p.m. Thursday. The Weather Service said late Thursday, crushing a 50-year-old record in Alaska. And by the way, that's not a record for the day. That's the all-time temperature record, and it broke the old record by 5 degrees. We are in completely uncharted territory, and I suspect the temperatures on the ground were actually considerably higher than this official 90-degree temperature. Temperatures are being underreported all over the globe in a desperate attempt to mask the full magnitude of planetary meltdown that's occurring right now. From New Scientist, more reports of polar meltdown. Again, climate engineering making all of it worse. Short-term, highly toxic cooldowns at the cost of a far worsened overall planetary warming. From New Scientist, more reports of polar meltdown. Unprecedented Arctic megafires are releasing huge amounts of CO2. Please look at the engineering wildfire sections on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org and find out just how completely connected climate engineering is with the unprecedented wildfires. Completely connected. Climate engineering operations continue to fuel unprecedented wildfires in locations that such fires have not been prevalent historically. Continuing on this theme, this new headline from KOMONews.com and other sources, quote, in a highly unusual twist of fate, Western Washington, which is the coastal wet side, now faces a far greater risk of above-average wildfires this summer than most of Eastern Washington. How do they know this so far in advance? Because they are reading scripts of the scheduled weather, and the climate engineers are utilizing the unprecedented forest burn downs for their purposes. Please, again, search the engineering wildfire section at geoengineeringwatch.org. Climate engineering, as I stated, is completely disrupting the global hydrological cycle, the rain cycle. From numerous sources, this very ominous new report, precipitous fall in Antarctic sea ice since 2014, is revealed from that report. The plunge of sea ice in Antarctica has occurred far faster than in the Arctic, and may lead to more global heating, say scientists. There's no could, there's no may, there's no might. When your ice chest runs out of ice, whatever's in that ice chest is going to get hotter much faster, and that's exactly what's happening on planet Earth. When will scientists tell the whole truth instead of using could, may, might? The report continues, the vast expanse of sea ice around Antarctica has suffered a, quote, precipitous fall since 2014, satellite data shows, and fell at a faster rate than ever seen in the Arctic. The plunge in the average annual extent means that Antarctica lost as much sea ice in 4 years as the Arctic lost in 34 years. The cause of the sharp Antarctic losses is as yet unknown. What do they mean unknown? When the ocean temperatures are going off the charts, when air temperatures, when they're not being blocked by climate engineering particulates, are going off the charts, how is there an unknown here? When things get hot, ice melts. Where's the unknown part? The report continues. The researchers said their study showed ice could disappear much more rapidly than previously thought. Again, where does the could, may, might fit into this equation? The ice just did disappear much faster than anybody thought, or at least than anybody admitted to. We have said for the entire length of our existence at geoengineeringwatch.org, it is far, far worse than we are being told. And that fact is now becoming all but impossible to hide. Academia needs to step up and tell the truth. The only thing hiding the surface ice implosion is chemical sea surface nucleation from climate engineering and statistical lying. Bottom line is, climate engineering is making all of it worse, not better. In the attempt to mask the severity of what's unfolding, climate engineering, aka weather and biological warfare, is making everything worse and killing the planet's life support systems from top to bottom in the process. From globalnews.ca, more breaking reports on the polar meltdown. Scientists baffled as Antarctic ice hits record low, wiping out 3 decades of gains. There was no gain. That was all a statistical lie. First, again, the claimed gains in Antarctica were always a lie. Statistical manipulation and geoengineering, chemical ice nucleation of the sea surface, as I just stated. Climate engineering, from every perspective, making all of it worse, not better. Temporary toxic cool downs at the cost of an even worsened planetary warming. On that note, from CNN and many other sources, this new headline report, which is a harbinger for what much of the rest of the world is already facing and what all of the world will soon face on the current course. Are parts of India becoming too hot for humans? Question mark. Short answer, yes. Climate and biosphere collapse are accelerating by the day. Again, climate engineering operations in the attempt to mask the signs of a superheating planet are actually further fueling the overall collapse. With so much of the world baking in record heat, and with Earth's ocean temperatures continuing to push further and further into record high territory, where are the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico hurricanes? Consider and remember this. The climate engineers can make or break cyclones with patented hurricane suppression processes, hurricane suppression programs going on since at least 1947, Project Cirrus. Historical fact. Aircraft dispersions of atmospheric aerosols are part of the process, though mainstream media is still not willing to even approach the truth of this equation. On that theme, consider this past headline. Sahara dust may help suppress hurricanes for now. Mainstream media cover-up of climate engineering operations. From the news site, thewatchers.org, this headline report of climate-engineered weather, whiplash, cool-down in parts of Europe, where all the record-shattering heat just occurred, including France pushing 115 degrees. Here's the new headline report. Quote, record low temperatures set for the Netherlands. July noticeably colder across Europe. How cold? Frost. 29 degrees Fahrenheit and frost in the Netherlands after France just hit 115 degrees. This is not nature. Back to the climate-related crop losses and the completely false conclusions some are pushing as to the cause of those losses. From the economiccollapseblog.com, zerohedge.com, and other sources, this headline report, which, though it contains truth, it is also tethered to easily verifiable total idiocy. First, the headline. Devastating crop losses are literally happening all over the globe. The statement made in the headline is the part that is true. Now the idiocy. The report blames all the crop losses on the premise of an unfolding solar minimum event, completely ignoring climate engineering, completely ignoring the accelerating and inarguable planetary meltdown, in essence, completely ignoring reality. First, about the solar minimum. What difference would a grand solar minimum make in the amount of solar energy reaching Earth's surface? Let's examine this question with science fact. Relative to current levels, the Dalton minimum in the 19th century represented a 0.08 decrease in solar radiation. That's less than 0.1%. And the Maunder minimum from the 17th century represented a 0.25% decline in solar radiation at Earth's surface. That's 0.04% or 0.04. That's how stable solar activity is. That's also why increasing the greenhouse effect so much and so quickly is so catastrophic to the biosphere and threatening the planet's ability to support life. And that is including climate engineering, which is also trapping far more heat than it deflects, destroying the Earth's protective layers of atmosphere, poisoning everything on the surface, all connected, all a part of the equation. About the falsely touted solar minimum factor, consider this new headline report from the Australian.com and other sources. Listen to this new report. Earth to be baked by natural shift of the sun. From that report, a natural sun cycle will add, not subtract, not solar minimum, not coming ice age, planetary meltdown. A natural sun cycle, this is a brand new report, will add 2.5 degrees C warming to the Earth's climate in coming centuries on top of the impact of rising greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. New research has found. Please look at facts. That's all I'm asking. The only way we can bring climate engineering to light and to a halt is to stand on factual data. The planet's in total meltdown. The human race has been incredibly poor stewards of the planet, climate engineering being the epitome of that poor stewardship. Now, I want to give a few more facts. Please listen carefully. Here are statistical facts that are not arguable scientifically. June 2019 was the 414th consecutive month of above average global temperatures. And this statistic is in spite of the fact that official high temperatures are being underreported, not overreported, as some falsely claim. Even with the high temperatures being underreported, 18 of the last 19 years were the warmest ever recorded since record-keeping began. Even with the official high temperatures, again, being underreported, the last 5 years have been by far the warmest five-year period ever recorded since record-keeping began. And then there's this new headline from last week. From countless sources, more red flag warnings of the blindingly rapid unfolding abrupt planetary meltdown and climate collapse being further fueled by the global climate engineering insanity. Here is the headline. June was the hottest month ever recorded on Earth, European Satellite Agency announces. From the report, experts say climate change contributed to record-breaking temperatures. No mention, of course, of climate engineering. That's not allowed. There's this seldom reported fact to remember to consider also. Nighttime low temperatures are rising twice as fast as daytime high temperatures. Translation, it's not cooling off at night. Why not? Because the buildup of greenhouse gases and the atmospheric saturation of heat-trapping toxic climate engineering particles are trapping heat. This report from Down Under in Australia, this headline, Australia posts hottest January to June as big dry rolls by. Climate engineering particulates helping to trap heat, also drying out the atmosphere, thwarting the hydrological cycle. In regard to the sensationalized mainstream media headlines that power structure sources push for the purpose of furthering the division and confusion of the population in regard to the true state of the climate, consider this new headline report. Quote, several plain cities are having their coldest start to a year in more than two decades. I've been over this again and again. Geoengineered cooldowns being concentrated in the most populated portions of the U.S. The report stated that an anomalously persistent jet stream pattern that produced persistent record rainfall was responsible. Question: what was the cause of such anomalies? Answer: climate engineering operations, which include upper-level wind current manipulation with ionosphere heater facilities like HARP, and the seeding of the manipulated flows of moisture with chemical ice nucleating materials. This in turn produces a cold, dense layer of air that descends to Earth's surface, lowering surface temperatures, which in turn produces the headlines the climate engineers and power structure want. Headlines of cold in a world that is in total meltdown. Again, the headlines that feed the confusion and division of the population in regard to the true state of climate collapse. Again, as I've tried to bring to attention so many times, the most consistently an anomalously less warm region in the entire planet for over the last 5 years is the lower 48 of the U.S. This is not an act of nature. It is the result of climate engineering operations being conducted by the U.S. military machine that is larger than the next 10 largest militaries combined. Now, this headline of the scheduled weather to condition populations to accept what's unfolding. Brace yourself for 5 years of exceptionally hot weather. Is it going to cool down after 5 years magically somehow? No. We are headed for Venus syndrome. What do major powers do as the planet goes into meltdown? They put nuclear stations in cooler areas. From CNN and other sources, Russia plans to tow nuclear power station to the Arctic. Critics dub it a floating Chernobyl because that's exactly what it is. There's no sanity in any of these nations. The biggest and most powerful military is the most destructive of all. We all know whose military that is. But all of them are insane. All of them are a part of the problem. All of them are a part of climate engineering. They're all colluding and cooperating on the climate engineering insanity. All major powers are a part of the nuclear insanity. All are a part of the consume natural resources until there is nothing left insanity. And about Chernobyl, estimates put the eventual death toll at up to 200,000. But how many Americans know a figure that I have cited here in previous broadcasts, that the eventual death toll from the 650 above-ground nuclear tests carried out in Nevada was as high as 450,000. Don't see HBO doing any specials on that, do we? Americans want to believe that their government doesn't do such things. That could not be further from the truth. Let's summarize with this excerpt from the Collapse of Industrialized Civilization website. Great website, by the way. As the catastrophic flooding, heat waves, and other extreme weather events continue to multiply and intensify, and as more and more people start losing their minds, all we can do is laugh at the absurdity of our self-inflicted predicament. As has been said many times before, the Anthropocene carbon spike is just one of many symptoms from an overpopulated, techno-capitalist-driven world chasing too few resources, whether it be wild fish, potable water, or arable land. No one is putting the brakes on in this race towards the abyss because no one is truly in charge, except for the cold and amoral calculator of corporate profits and stock market returns. In an age of, quote, worse than expected and, quote, faster than anticipated, the true cost of environmental collapse cannot be fully appreciated because humans have never existed in a world that is 500 parts per million of CO2 and accelerating. One thing is certain. Most of Earth's mass extinctions were caused by a disruption in the carbon cycle, which happened slowly over a much longer time span compared to today, and without all the other human-forced pressures on the planet at the same time. All the technological advances and creature comforts we value today came at a rising environmental cost, which is now impossible to repay since we have essentially, quote, sold the farm in terms of the stability of the Holocene and the biochemistry of the planet. To be clear, there is no techno-fixing our way out of this mess. We didn't build a durable civilization. We built a superficial and fleeting one, blinded by delusions of technological grandeur and human superiority. So as we all slowly arrive at the fifth stage of grief, here's a toast to humans before the party ends. Consider that. Biosphere collapse will continue to fuel power structure desperation. Question: who are the current characters in the power structure theater? As has always been the case, they are those who never had to fight in a war themselves. On that note, here's a recent headline to consider from Newsweek and other sources. Draft-dodging Trump and advisor Bolton are, quote, chicken hawks pushing U.S. to war with Iran. From that report, the president avoided service in Vietnam War after his father called in a favor with a doctor who wrote a note saying Trump had bone spurs in his feet, making him ineligible for the draft. Bolton, although he joined the National Guard during the Vietnam War, has admitted that he did so and then enrolled in law school to avoid fighting in the conflict. Yet they are willing to wage war and kill millions, both of them. And Obama was no different. Clinton was no different. Bush was no different. They are all the same. They are all part of the power structure. All part of the cowards that never had to fight in conflicts but are more than willing to kill millions. Now consider this connected report from TheIntercept.com. Analysis, if the U.S. goes to war with Iran, Netanyahu will be the prime suspect. Who is the tail wagging the dog? From that report, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the only world leader to openly express support for the escalating U.S. campaign against Iran. Let's add more clarity to this equation. With this headline, Benjamin Netanyahu's long history of crying wolf about Iran's nuclear weapons, long, long history, how short the memory is of the American population. From this report, Netanyahu has been vociferous in his public statements about the dangers of such compromise warning with Iran, warning that it will allow Iran to rush to the bomb, and that amounts to giving the country a, quote, license to develop nuclear weapons. But how long has this been going on? Listen to this report. It's worth remembering, however, that Netanyahu has said this before, over two decades ago. In 1996, Netanyahu addressed a joint session of Congress where he darkly warned if Iran were to acquire nuclear weapons, this could lead to catastrophic consequences, not only for my country, not only for the Middle East, but for all mankind. This is 23 years ago. How long has this lie been going on? Iran has never invaded anybody in 230 years. Final excerpts. 4 years before that even, 1992, Netanyahu, then a parliamentarian, stating the same lie. 1992, 27 years ago. When will Americans examine history and see through the lies of empire? The conflict and carnage in the Middle East and so many other places in the world over history is not about freedom. It's not about democracy. It's about resources for the empire. It's about power and control. A true patriot would face that truth and would acknowledge it. That's patriotism. On that note, this essay excerpt from John Whitehead titled, "It's Time to Declare Your Independence from Tyranny, America." First, this quote from Thomas Paine, December 1776. Quote, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. The conflict now is to face the truth, for the American population to face the truth and to abandon the lies." Whitehead's On Target essay continues, "For too long now we have suffered the injustices of a government that has no regard for our rights or our humanity, too easily pacified and placated by the pomp and pageantry of manufactured spectacles like fireworks on the 4th of July, military parades, ritualized elections, etc., that are a poor substitute for a representative government that respects the rights of its people. The American people have opted time and time again to overlook the government's excesses, abuses, and power grabs that fly in the face of every principle for which America's founders risked their lives. We have done this to ourselves. Imagine the shock and outrage of the authors of the Constitution, how they would feel if they were to discover that 243 years later, the government they had risked their lives to create has been transformed into a militaristic police state in which exercising one's freedom by legitimately questioning the actions of our government is often viewed as a flagrant act of defiance. In fact, had the Declaration of Independence been written today, it would have rendered its signers extremists or terrorists, resulting in them being placed on a government watch list, targeted for surveillance of their activities and correspondence, and potentially arrested, held indefinitely, stripped of their rights, and labeled enemy combatants. The danger is real and immediate. In the words of Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." In closing, what will each of us choose to do with the time we have? Will we decide to fully face the gathering storm in the critically important effort to sound the alarm and help turn the tide? Waking populations to what is unfolding and why is the most important first leap we can collectively make in the right direction. Now is when we must summon our courage and make our stand for the greater good. Now is when we must decide what we are made of and why we are here. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for specific instructions on how you can help. collectively, we can yet make a difference for the better if we resolve ourselves not to yield to the insanity. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.